that rain is not letting up, huh? Whew. Yeah, good thing we thought to bring the car instead of taking the bus. Can you imagine? No. Ugh, this hoodie is not waterproof. No, don't turn on the light. Someone from outside might see us. Yeah, dude, we're being very sketchy right now. We'll get in trouble if anyone sees us. Just leave it. I brought a light. Where did I get what? These? Caroline gave them to me. Yeah, dude, coolest librarian ever. Look, I spent so much time here during finals, we practically closed the library together. And she loves my mom's banana bread. Yeah, I know you love it too. I brought some with me, actually. Yeah, so my personality won Caroline over because, you know, no one can resist my charm or my mom's banana bread. But she gave me the keys and told me I could use the place whenever I want, as long as I keep it clean. Oh, and before you ask, no, she specifically said no parties, because they know you and your friends, and they all want to have a place to get lit, but not here, okay? Her words, not mine. So yeah, forget it. Yeah, she's the coolest person in the whole world. I love her so much. Here, our favorite spot. Sit next to me. Come on, I got the good stuff. And no worries, I came prepared because I know you wouldn't. Oh yeah, what did you bring? Ooh, is that hot chocolate? Nice. Wait, just one tumbler? You made one for me too. Oh, that's so sweet of you. Here, I brought this nightlight. New batteries too, so we're good. Look at all that nice mood lighting, huh? Well, I wanted to bring a candle for that extra moody ambiance, but I figured, an open flame, small building filled with books, what could go wrong? Yeah, probably a bad idea. Caroline will kill us. No, stop. If you make a Fahrenheit 451 joke, I swear to God. food music, but of course. This is super nice, isn't it? I mean, the rain really adds to the comfy vibe. I mean, hey, at least we're indoors now, not trapped outside. Oh my god, I still can't believe I took you out on that picnic without checking the weather. Fuck. We were soaked. And the poor sandwiches, I know. And I can't believe you chose to save the pitcher of wine instead of my sandwiches. Why? The wine was protected. My sandwiches, not so much. I'm never going to live that picnic down, am I? Yeah, okay. Well, no, wait. How about that time at the drive-in theater? What do you mean, what? You took us to a drive-in movie in zero visibility. It was hurricane season, and you didn't believe me. We couldn't see anything because nothing was playing. The place was closed. Oh my god, you are crazy. Well, Netflix on your tablet was a nice save, I'll give you that. It kind of was like our own little drive-in movie in a way. I really loved it. I mean, you ate all my fries, but I guess I forgive you. I like potatoes, okay? Leave me alone. Shoot. Rain always seems to be messing with us, huh? But ice is kind of awesome. It makes for funny stories. Can't believe we've only started hanging out a few months ago. I know. Yeah, it feels like you've known each other longer than that. Well, technically, I do know you for a little longer than you know me. Yeah, it's a long story. So, I kind of knew you already before I even started talking to you. Not in a stalkery way, at least I don't think so. Wait, so, do you remember the first time I approached you? Yeah, well, backtracked like a few months before that. You were sitting right at this table, I think you chose it because it's at the back of the library. It's nice and private. It's a little quieter, but sunlight from that large window behind you makes everything brighter. And you were crying. Yeah, you were. Silent tears. You were sniffling and wiping your eyes all sneakily. And I almost stood up to ask you what was wrong until I saw the book you were reading. And then I realized you were crying because of it. I was kind of intrigued because I never read anything that moved me like that. Like movies? Yeah, sure. You've seen me cry when I watch sad movies, but books? I rarely cry because of books. So I borrowed the book you were reading, and guess what? I cried a little too. And that's kind of how it started. You know, every time I go to the library, you're almost always there. Almost. Every time I don't see you, I'm slightly disappointed. Like, how dare you not be present when I walk in? The audacity. But yeah, you'll be sitting here, sometimes with a completely new book, and I'll sit over there and work on my own stuff, and more than once in a while, I will look up at you. Sometimes you smile or you laugh out loud. Oh, I love the sound of your laugh. And sometimes you cry again. Your eyebrows would be scrunched when people in the library get kind of loud, or your eyes would be a tad wider when you're in a very intense part of the story. Hang on. Here. That is a receipt of my borrowing history. Yeah, I asked Caroline. I wanted a remembrance? Every time you got emotional, whether it was happy or sad or angry, I would check out the book you were reading. And I loved them every time. And I started knowing you through the books you read. I got to know what makes your heart flutter, what makes you sad, what makes you flustered or excited. And I read the stories, and I wondered how you felt as you were reading them. That was it, really. It was just the books. But one day, I looked over, and I realized how gorgeous you were. Not in the obvious way. Not in the obvious way. Not in the super photogenic and sexy kind of way, just when you smile, your whole face lights up, and your eyes tell so much emotion. Your laugh is, oh, such a beautiful sound. And after the books, it's like, I was kind of like seeing you for the first time all over again. And I kept wishing you would notice me just sitting here a few tables away from you, reading the same book you were reading a few days ago. I wish you'd look up and smile, and I'd walk over to you, and we'd chat, and... you didn't. So I decided, fuck it, you know? And I just did it. And I stood up and I walked over to you. Do you remember this? Yeah, this was the last one. The last book you were reading before I finally walked over and talked to you. I actually bought it online. I'm sentimental like that. But do you remember what I said? I said, hey, we're reading the same book. Although you're much farther in than I am. Is it a good story so far? And that was it. Best decision I ever made. We got to know each other so much more. I sat and read next to you, got to know you as a friend, and I got to spend time with you outside the walls of this quiet place. You weren't anything like I imagined. You're just so much better. So wonderful. I honestly lack the vocabulary to describe you. And now we're here. So, in case it wasn't clear, I like you. A lot. Like, a whole lot. I mean, I don't just take anyone with me on weekly scheduled break-ins, you know? I mean, it's not a break-in. Caroline knows I sneak in here. I mean, she gave me the keys, so it's fine. I mean, she won't get mad as long as I put the books back. Yep. Yep, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I really like you. I already said that. But, yeah. I really like you. Yeah, you can totally kiss me. I mean,
was kind of suspecting that you liked me too, but I honestly just didn't want to get ahead of myself. Yeah, like that kiss you just gave me, it wasn't platonic, right? Like, you like me more than friends? Are you sure? Okay, cool. Just checking. It's just so weird, but in a really good way, because I always felt so giddy and flustered whenever I started having feelings for someone. And don't get me wrong, I still feel that so much with you, but you just make me feel so much more deeply. You just make my heart feel, I don't know, so relaxed and safe. It's like I can breathe more freely whenever I'm around you. It feels good. It's like the long, tight hug you get from someone who loves you. It's just, it's so warm. I never want to stop feeling this way. Come here. Move your chair closer. Put your arms around me. Okay. Tell me all about that new book you've been reading. It's complicated. Well, no worries. I mean, we do have all night.